You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. CyberPolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, visit our website at Friends of Kevin. So really happy today to get Amanda Camerano with us from Northern Bank. Good afternoon, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for having me today.
Glad to have you on. So tell us a little bit about working at Northern Bank and being a mortgage officer there.
So I'm an assistant vice president, a residential loan officer for Northern Bank and Trust, and I get to do so much more than just find you the right mortgage for your purchase. If you currently own a home, I can help you use the equity in your home to minimize your monthly obligations, get rid of debt. We can also use the equity in your home for repairs, updates, even to pay for college expenses for your children. And I, you know, very important that I ensure my clients are comfortable with their monthly obligations and feel free to go out and live.
I agree with you 100% on that. I've seen that happen way too many times to people and stuff. So let's talk a little bit about the programs that you offer. What I find sometimes, Amanda, with people who don't have a banking background like we do, they think there's the 30-year fixed product, and that's pretty much it. Not the case, though, right?
No, definitely not the case. You know, there are so many different programs, you know, and depending on who you choose for a lender, the lender sets themselves up to have access to different programs. So Northern Bank has access to many different programs to suit all different types of buyers, first-time home buyers, veterans, second homes, low-income investment properties, and what makes us unique is we have an in-house portfolio program for the deals that are a little tougher or unwarrantable condos. So there really is something for everyone here with Northern.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, the advantage of being a portfolio lender and being able to keep those mortgages does offer the bank a lot more flexibility that, you know, that places who don't portfolio can't do. So that really does give you guys an advantage. Now, Amanda, one of the things I always chuckle about whenever we're at a networking event and you may be there and someone walks up to you, what's the rate? You know,
yep.
That's it. What's the rate? It's not really that simple, right?
Oh, definitely not. You know, working with a bank is very different than working with a mortgage company because mortgage companies solely rely on income from the mortgages produced. And working with a bank such as Northern, we have many different sources of income, so we're actually able to offer, you know, very competitive pricing and rates and cut out some of the costs that you may see if you go through a mortgage company or an online lender.
So now, Amanda, we're coming into the proverbial spring/summer market. How should a buyer prepare themselves for purchasing a home?
There's definitely a few things to think about. They should think about their ability to repay. And what that means is, you know, what's your employment history and income look like? It doesn't necessarily mean you need a six-figure salary. It's just got to be a solid job history and income coming in. And very important factor is your credit history. I recommend prior to applying to pull your credit and your score to see just where you stand. And the most important factor with that is just to make your payments on time. Another factor is debt-to-income ratio. So you'd take 45% of your gross income minus out all your monthly payments, which includes credit cards, car payments, and whatever you have left over after you deduct that is what you have to use for mortgage, taxes, insurance, and a condo fee if you're going to purchase a condo. If you think the number there is too low, then I would recommend reducing debt and getting rid of some of the obligations you have. And you don't have to feel like you have to do this on your own. This is where I come in. You can call me, you know, bring your credit report in to me. I'll help you. And the last thing is, you know, you need a down payment of at least 3% of the purchase price to be able to fit into the mortgage programs out there.
Yeah, that's important and stuff. So now, obviously, well, I said what obviously, but it's probably not obvious. If I'm going out to look for a house, I should really sit down with you first and figure out exactly what I qualify for and also what I'm comfortable paying. I've just seen, you know, I've seen so many people go out and they find that house and then they go and try to get qualified and maybe there's some, you know, credit issues or they simply, you know, just on paper can't afford that house. Best to know what you can afford before you start looking, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that, you know, again, that's where I come in. Call me, shoot me an email. Let's go over your individual situation. Every situation is different. And there, as I said before, there's so many different mortgage programs out there. So there is something for everyone. We just have to find you the right product and also make sure that you're comfortable making that monthly mortgage payment and still able to go out with your friends on a Friday night or do things with your children on the weekends without feeling like all of the money you're taking in is going into your mortgage.
So, Amanda, one of the challenges in the mortgage game is figuring out who should I use as a mortgage person? You know, so many people out there representing different organizations. What's the best way for someone to be able to, you know, feel comfortable? What are some of the questions they should ask when they're trying to find a mortgage person?
Well, as you had kind of touched on, you know, whenever I'm out and about meeting people, they're always asking, what's the rate? What's the rate? And I understand, you know, everybody works hard for their money and they always, always want the best pricing and rate. But it's so even more important to be aware that you can be promised the world, but as a mortgage lender, we are required to send buyers a loan estimate. And everything that your mortgage originator is telling you needs to be in writing. And the most even important, more important thing than that is you need to be concerned is with, is this mortgage going to close on time? Is the person and company I'm choosing to work with able to do this? Because if your transaction isn't following the dates within your P&S, you could lose the home or end up out of your rate lock and stuck with a completely different rate. So number one definitely has to be, is this lender reputable? Are they able to close me on time?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, that was actually the next question, was to talk a little bit about making sure you close on time. Because people don't understand, you know, it's like, okay, and especially when you're involved in a transaction that you may be buying one house, selling another one, you know, the whole domino effect of everything involved. And if something happening and maybe pushing that closing back a couple of days could impact the rate, like you said, the lock period and everything else. So it is a real big deal. So now one of the questions you must get, Amanda, is why you? Lots of mortgage people out there. Why should I choose you?
I am just very motivated to provide the highest level of service, and I put my buyers in the best products available for their needs. In this business, my reputation is everything. Because as you said, there are many lenders out there, you know, working for banks or mortgage companies, and I am so dedicated to building relationships, not just handling a transaction. My clients provide for my family, and they need to know how much I appreciate them and their referrals.
That's nice. I really like that answer. So where does most of your business come from then?
So a lot of my business, I'm constantly out and about networking, meeting many different people, but I solely rely on referrals to build my business. The majority of my referrals come from realtors, attorneys, other business owners, past clients. we all work together to be successful and ensure our businesses continue to thrive. And I leverage my connections and have connected clients with people that can help them. So if you need payroll for your business, I can connect you with someone. You need credit repair help, an attorney, a realtor, I can connect you with people that I've worked with and that can be trusted. So we're really all out there looking out for each other. And, you know, even if you don't need a mortgage now, but you need to be connected, like I said, some credit repair help, I can get you to that. You know, whoever you need, I know a ton of different people. So we're all about, you know, just building our business on referrals.
So, Amanda, it's really interesting because it happens quite a bit. You come across someone that's like, oh, geez, Amanda, I can never afford to buy a home. What do you say to that person?
So I just tell them, think again, because there are so many programs out there to help people with credit issues. There are also so many different ways to qualify for a mortgage. And all it takes is a call to me, and I will get you on track to achieve your goal of homeownership. So it's not just, you know, oh, I can't buy a house. It is a process. It is something you have to work at. But just let me show you the way, and I will help you get into the home that you'd like.
I see that a lot, Amanda. You know, people have this misconception in their head that, oh, geez, you got to put 20, 25% down. You know, they just don't realize, you know, what a mortgage payment is. I come across people who are spending, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a month on rents. It's like, okay, you might want to sit down with a mortgage person because you may be surprised that you could be living in a pretty nice house for that same price. So you must say that all the time.
Rents are so high. You could probably actually buy a home that is suitable for you and your family for probably less than what you're paying in rent. You know, as I said, there are so many programs out there and a lot of programs designed to help folks with some credit issues, maybe with lower income. There, you know, there are is down payment assistance, all sorts of different things. So, you know, just it's not a waste of time to pick up the phone, have a conversation with me, and let's figure out together how to get you where you want to be.
I agree with that a lot. Like I always tell people, it's a conversation. I mean, why wouldn't you take a little bit of time to sit down and just make for the peace of mind to know, okay, can I, can't I? You know, don't make an assumption when you can ask a question. Just kind of, honestly, it's kind of silly. So, all right, so last question. How do people reach out to you, Amanda? How can they get in touch with you?
Oh, so many ways to connect. Cell phone, 978-870-4294. I'm in this business. You have to be flexible. You can call me in the evening or on weekends, not just normal business hours. You can email me at acamerano@nbtc.com. On Facebook, I have a page, Mortgages with Amanda Camerano. Please follow it. As I build the page, there's going to be valuable information on there for home buyers and current homeowners. And as I said, I work solely off of referrals, so please share my contact info with friends, family, colleagues, so when they're ready to purchase, refinance, or take out an equity line, they have me to rely on to get it done.
Awesome. Amanda, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Have a great night. Bye now.
You too. Bye.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure.
visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
NBC Boston responds, answering your consumer complaints.
Once you guys were involved, they were very helpful.
No one wants to feel ripped off.
What they were doing was wrong. It was just wrong.
So if you can't get answers,
I felt like I was strung along.
NBC Boston's Leslie Gatos will.
Once I sent my email into NBC, contacted right away.
It's your money, and NBC Boston responds wants to help you get it back.
NBC Boston definitely helped me.
Contact us at NBC Boston responds.